Listen to this. Pornographers are not so quick to get on board with the video iPod, my friends. I haven't got a video iPod. Does anyone in the anyone in here have one? No?
I don't know. They've only been out for like a week and a half.
All right. Well, they're concerned that marketing their product, that being pornography, to be played on a delivery system designed and owned by younger people would, open the door to a whole slew of obvious legal problems. So to avoid legal problems, the porn industry is trying to figure out a way they can verify customers' age through credit card purchases. They're not going to give out any free content. They're going to try and code content so it can be protected and not shared. But apparently some companies have already started marketing for the device. One company started offering downloadable videos shot from the male porn star's point of view on the iPod. Uh-huh. On a little video iPod, you can see the point of view of the male, the guy holding the camera. It seems that that's just one step away from actually being able to strap it on to yourself. You know, I mean, am I wrong, or is this getting too frat house? Is it too frat house? Maybe just strap it on to yourself? I don't know. But this is the interesting thing, though, that who knew we were ever going to live in a country that would get to the point where there are actual problems, legal issues about portable porn. Personally, I think it's fascinating that a guy, no matter who you are, even if it's like an inch square, just a little inch square with something that looks like it's going in and out of something else, you're like, oh, God, that's terrific. It's amazing how it just triggers your brain, no matter how big it is. It's like, you know, you can have like a ripped piece. Remember when you were a kid and you had the one ripped piece of paper that was from a porno magazine that had half of something going on? You're like, oh, my God. And you had it for weeks?
Oh, please. How about ever watch cable and you can sometimes there's like a mixed channel?
Excuse me. Been on the road before. All right. Had to de-scrambled porn in my hotel room before.
Yeah, man. I'd sit there for hours. Just trying to describe
it. And then you realize it was the Disney Channel. Like, you thought it was a nipple and it was Mickey Mouse's nose. And you're looking at it for like 5 hours.
And you kept going? That's the scary part.
You won't have that problem now.
Well, apparently there's a lot of problems with this. In upstate New York, a guy was arrested for watching pornography while he was driving his car.
Well, you know where that came from.
What?
Somebody actually was driving past a car on a parkway, saw the porn, had an accident.
Yeah.
So now, the whatever municipality that is, they ended up making it illegal to watch porn in your car.
So some dude is watching porn in his car responsibly, not screwing anything up, and some idiot drives by, wants to watch another guy's porn while he's driving his car. And he's the guy who gets in a wreck and ruins the party for everybody?
Yeah.
The idiot that can't get his own porn in his car?
Right. Watch what happens just throughout the South if they start marketing porn on iPods. You watch them find a way. These state legislatures, which of course have been gerrymandered into being dominated by Republicans, they will find a way to outlaw iPod porn. You watch.
Well, you know, I imagine that's one of those First Amendment issues. That's going to be a fight because this happened with a lot of stuff. I mean, this has happened in porn in any format.
But you know what? The porn industry is so greedy, they don't want to spend the money for a First Amendment fight at this point. They just want to make money. That's why there will be no content, no porn content on an iPod that you don't pay for.
Okay,
right. But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, Presto will figure out a way to download
just
it.
Just watch the scrambled image. That's
dude, you've got, I can make home videos.
Yeah, you got. Oh. He's going to want to watch shows. You're going to be watching those alone on your iPod.
Uh-oh, crying.
Yeah. Look, there's me when I had somebody.
Oh.
Look at me try. All right, you're going to figure out. See, now this isn't frat house humor. This is just guys talking.
Yeah.
This is how guys talk. I love all of our listeners. I really do. It has been fun.